In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we are continuing our program of approaches, and we will discuss some of the basic questions atheists may ask and non-believers may stumble with. One of the commonest questions that we may face is, what about the heaven? Will they be condemned to hell? Many people ask us if we believe that anyone, if he is not believing in the Lord Christ, he will go to hell according to our faith. And you know, this kind of harsh thinking, they consider that we are offending them by saying that nobody will be saved away from the Lord Christ. First of all, we need to review some doctrine in the Bible. It was said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, the secret things belong to the Lord, our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So we need to admit that there are many secret things which we cannot tell. We believe in some points as revealed by the Holy Spirit. Some other points we may not know. So the question of what is the fate of the non-believers, sometimes it's related to the secret things which are related to the Lord's knowledge, not to our knowledge. But we need to be confident that God is just and fair. If we love everyone and we hope for the salvation of everybody, definitely our Lord Jesus Christ is more loving and more caring, and he is fair, he is just. So we cannot believe that those who never heard about the Lord Jesus Christ will be condemned, because he is just, he is fair, and he is also loving everyone. So we need to be confident that God, being just and fair in whatever he does, he has many secrets related to this fate of non-believers. But also, you know, we need to say that no one will be condemned for not believing in Jesus Christ if he has never heard of him. So the responsibility now is ours. We need to preach the word of God. We need to preach the name of our Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. But for those who never heard about him, I don't believe that the Lord will ask them to believe in whom they never heard about. And this is, you know, St. Paul wrote clearly in chapter 2 in his Romans letter, "For as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law by nature, do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves." Do you understand this? He was speaking about the Gentiles and the Jews. You know, the Jews had the law of Moses, but they couldn't do the orders of the law. The Gentiles, on the other hand, did not have the law, but by their conscience, they could make many good things, following the law inside their hearts, although they did not receive the law of Moses. And St. Paul was asking, do you think that the Lord will go with the Jews and ignore the works of the Gentiles just because they did not have the law? Or he will consider their good deeds even if they did not have the law written by Moses? So he was saying, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else executing them in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. So if you put this rule on our condition that for some time somebody did not receive the complete message of salvation, God may judge them according to their conscience. But for those who rejected the message of salvation, who did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ calling them, they will be judged. Also, you know, the scripture indicates that every person has enough information from the creation that makes him know the God that God exists. This is another story. For those who rejected the idea of the presence or the existence of God, this is not only given in the New Testament by the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. No, this is, you know, quite inside the heart of man, because the nature speaks loudly about the existence of God, the Creator. So for anybody who refused to believe in the presence of God, they are condemned. It's written in the first chapter of the Epistle of Romans, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So there is no excuse for those who say that there is no God. There is no excuse in this, because the nature speaks about the God, speaks about the creation and the Creator. So this is not related to the exact belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. In this, we need to preach the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in order for the people to believe in the name and the redemption made by the Lord. But for the existence of the Lord and for the morals in the conscience of man, these are, you know, for everybody living on earth. If people respond to the light they have and seek God, He will give them a chance to hear the truth about Jesus Christ. This is another point, important one, that for those who are seeking God, who are looking after Him, those who are waiting to be enlightened by the gift of the Lord, definitely the Lord will have some way to speak to them. And this, you know, very clear in the story of Cornelius. Cornelius was not a Jew. He did not receive the prophets of the Old Testament. He was not brought up as a believer, but he was a good man. He was seeking the light of the Lord. He was asking his conscience about the existence of God. So an angel came to him and delivered the message of salvation by asking him to get Saint Peter to tell him the story of salvation. And through Saint Peter and the first church, he believed and his family in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was saved by getting baptized. And you will seek me. This is written in Jeremiah chapter 29. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So this is a promise of the Lord that anyone who will seek the Lord, and he will find him if he seeks him with all his heart. Another important point, that there is no indication in the Bible that people can be saved apart from Jesus Christ. Although we are saying that the Lord did just and fair, and for those who never heard about the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, definitely the Lord will not ask them to believe in Him, as He would never shown to them. But you know, we have nothing in the Bible saying that there is any other way of salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to put this point also. Jesus said to them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So there is no other way. We need to believe in this, and we need to preach this, and we need to revive this truth that we are aiming at saving everybody through the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And this is, you know, very clear in the book of Acts, chapter 4. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So the responsibility is ours. I don't think we need to ask much what is the fate of non-believers. We need to focus more what can we do to save these people. How can we preach the word of God, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in order to get them into salvation. Glory to God. Amen.